What is good, guys? Welcome back to the Hypebeast Corner, the only podcast by teens for teens. In this podcast, I'll explain how to sell a brick, a shorter item that I've had for a while now and it hasn't been selling well. A brick is essentially an item that you expect to resell for more money, but it bricks and the price stays at retail or goes below retail. We'll be going more in depth on how to resell your bricks, what do you do if it doesn't sell, and how to find a buyer. I'll be mainly focusing on the walkthrough process of how to sell the Travis Scott shirt. The picture of the shirt will be in the bottom left-hand corner of my podcast cover. The first step we're going to do is research. You can research everything on StockX. If you buy anything from Nike sneakers or Supreme, it'll always be on StockX. Once you find your item on StockX, you'll see two buttons on the top. One on the left that's green, that has a seller price that a seller has put out for a buyer to purchase right now. And on the right, there's a red button that's the buyer price or a live bid that the buyer has put out for the seller to accept. After that, you can scroll down to find the retail price of the shirt, how many t-shirts have been sold, what was the average price that the t-shirt was sold at, the highest price it was sold at, and the lowest price it was sold at. Now for step two on how to find a buyer. The first thing is to check StockX for the current price and the bid now price, which you can easily sell your shirt for that price right now. Then, you're going to check Depop for how many shirts were sold and what was the average price or amount of sales on Depop. Then, according to the average sale price on Depop, you're going to go ahead and post your item for a couple dollars less so it'll get the most attention by viewers that are hoping to buy your item on Depop. Whenever you're posting your item, make sure you use hashtags that are related to your shirt or item so it gets more attention. Then you want to use the follow for follow method and follow people on Depop hoping that they follow you back and like your items. For every follower or person who's liked your item on Depop, go ahead and DM them asking them if they're interested in purchasing your item. It'll be an easier way to sell it. You might be wondering, what if these methods don't work? What can I do? Well, I have the answer for you. Check StockX and Depop every month to see if the item's price is going higher or lower. Eventually, over time, your item will go higher in price because it'll become rarer because not a lot of people will be holding on to it, and you can eventually sell it for a higher price. At the end of the last podcast, I briefly explained how to make quick cash by going to Marshalls and flipping shoes. I'll now be going more in depth on that and how to actually make quick cash. Step 1, go to your local Marshalls. Step 2, look for Nike, Jordan, or Adidas shoes. 80% of the time, these branded shoes will be on StockX. Step 3, check to see if the sell now price on StockX is $15 plus to make profit. Step 4, ship out using the instructions from the last podcast. That'll wrap it up for this podcast. Make sure you follow me and send me a voice message on things I can improve on through Anchor. Thank you for listening to the Hypebeast Corner, the only podcast by teens for teens.